I would really like to finish Nakdama today, Mitzvah Hashem, and also Hanukkah, I'd like to say a few words. So first, let's finish a little bit, and I want to focus on one of the points. We have not much to finish, and one nekuda of what he speaks about, we'll try to elaborate a bit in light of Hanukkah. We're holding on page Hay, towards the bottom. He had gotten through the Imperik Yutes in Tillim, speaking about the different milos of Torah, and we were mirech in each and every aspect of Torah Hashem Tmima, Bikudei Hashem, each and every one of them. He explains in the Kudan, and now the summation. Valze Omar, it's about a third way to the bottom. Valze Omar gam avducho nizabehem lefi madrei gosam umasam roeshe nizabehem urushamar ekev rav lolam haba. So he says, being that he spoke about Torah, so Choshev, he was Zohir Kefi De'erech. V'chakach Shkiyas Miyavin, Kloima, Kefi Ma'idregus, and Ma'il Sadov, a person to be very Nizah, not to be Chot, and so on. So basically, the result of all the Cheshivas of Torah is that a person has to be Zohir, not to mess up, because it's so difficult. And in a certain sense, it's part of what he was saying before, that he hopes he has a tremendous yira because he's approaching things that are very chashiv, and he shouldn't be nichshal. V'chakach Amma, he says, Yiru l'rotzen imrei fi k'dei shiyo lo yischus she'eshpia Torah l'achayim. Then he says, Yiru l'rotzen imrei fi, meaning that I should be able to be mashpia on others. V'alzoma yiru l'rotzen imrei fi she'mekablo mesdivarav. So he brings a chazal here. Ubemedish, yil rotzen imrei fi, sheyasu l'doiris. It should be l'doiris. V'yachkaku l'doiris. Val yuke koren behem ke koren besefa hamirus. And it should not be, if somebody learns Tillim, as if he's reading Homer. Hamirus is Homer. Pirus sefer aminim. Kamo sefer hamirus, eine metamim sefer yodayim. It says sefer hamirus is not metame, because it has no kedusha whatsoever, and therefore that's an example of sefer aminim. Raki says, "You could karem behem v'noitalem shakim goyim b'cholos." You should read the tilim, and you should get shakim as if it's negoyim b'cholos. Omer b'yirma v'shem b'yechanan, ogura b'alecha ilamim. It says, "I'll live in your world forever." Chisolka daita shedavid mevakeish dir b'shnei ilamim. What does he mean? I'll live in the world. What worlds? This is a Maimah Chazal that Chazal say it, and he's explaining this is the Yil Ratzin. I want to focus on this Maimah Chazal. The Maimah Chazal is so peladic, difficult to understand. Let's go over it. It says, Dovr HaMelech says to Ribbono Shalom, I would like that my work till it be eternal. It not be something just for this door, like Sifrei Hamirus. Sifrei Hamirus, he teaches, means Sefer Aminim. Chazal used it as an example of something which was Sifrei Aminim. So the only difference between, he's saying, I want my works to be eternal as opposed to Sifrei Aminim. And what about if it's a, you know, if it's not eternal, but it's not Sifrei Minim, is that the two muscle? Like, the two possibilities is either you're Sefer Minim like Homer, or you're eternal like Torah. And there's nothing, like, nothing in between, nothing that's not a Picarsis, but like, you know, I don't know, a weekly newspaper, like, what's the Mesholem between, it's giant. Like somebody says, you know, I want to buy a really nice coat from, I don't know, Saks Fifth Avenue, and not something from the Salvation Army. I mean, they don't contrast at all. And then he says, Kimoi, Sefer Amirus and Mitama Saks Yedayim. That Sefer Amirus is not Mitama Yedayim. Chazal say that Sefer Kodesh were Mitama Yedayim, and they because they didn't want people to keep the Sifrei, they used to put Truma in to get it on the Kodesh, and they were wary that mice would eat it up. So als the kedusha sifrei kodesh, they made a takana that's mitami yadayim, so you can't keep truma there. Now sifrei, so is the only thing wrong about sifrei hamiras is that not mitami yadayim? The Gemara uses it. The Mishnah over there in Yadayim, it's a vikuach between Stukim and Prushim, and the Stukim tell him, you know, your Prushim have it so crazy. Sifrei Amiras is not mitami yadayim. That's a dover. That's nothing. And sifrei kodesh are mitami yadayim. So that's a contrast, but it's not. Is that he's teaching up that the chshivas of sifrei kodesh are mitami yadayim as opposed to sifrei amiras, which is not mitami yadayim. So he found two chesroinus of sifrei amiras. They're not eternal and not mitami yadayim. Then he says, what do I want? There should be mekabel schar ki negoyim v'holis. Why negoyim v'holis? I guess negoyim v'holis is the hardest part of Shas. I mean, that's probably it. There's a famous maaser of Chaim Volozhin, just an aside, not to do with the trend of thought, that he once found this was a maaser we were told when we were in yeshiva and we were being oisik in something other than learning the sugya. So he saw two bachim saying tilim. So Chaim Volozhin asked him, "My high?" So he said, "David HaMelech was mispalah, should be like Negoyim Baholos, so with a Tyrus Chabur at Yeshiva." So Chaim Volozhin told him, it doesn't say what HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied. Well, that's a story he grew up with in Yeshiva. But Akaponim, he picked the Goyim Baholos. Why? Then he says, Rav Yirmiyahu says, "Agura Balecha Lamim, I want to live in two worlds. What are the two worlds? That they should always remember me, but Kesias, but Meshoshes can li ani kayo." So why is it two worlds? In other words, yes, he's going to be an Olam Haba. So the Chesiva says he should be remembered for the eternalized the Zikaron Olam. The Guru Balecha, I'd like to try a little bit to understand it. So let's start with it's a parsha in Shmuel at the end of Shmuel Beis, This is David's final words. David ben Yishai numagevu hukam oil Mashiach al keYakov neim zmiris Yisrael. So David Amelech b'teiras the neim zmiris Yisrael, b'teiras the bala tehillim of Klal Yisrael, has something to say. His final words, Rashi explains he's neim zmiris Yisrael ein Yisrael m'shoyim b'mikdash rejoice zmiris. The only zmiris allowed are his. Ruach Hashem dibebi umilos alashayni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit spoke through me, and umilos alashayni's words were on my tongue. So Rashi says hishrabi ruach kotshay v'nidbabi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his inspired his ruach HaKadosh on me and spoke through me. David HaMelech was mechadish the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Diburim to the world come on three levels. You have Torah, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's Chiddush to the world, and that was and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and Moshe Ke'ilu was absent. It's Chiddush Dasa Groinai. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu is Kiman Delesa. When you hear Divrei Moshe, there's no part of it that we ascribe to Moshe Rabbeinu's, Aspaklaya Sheina Meira. It's a clear glass. It's as transparent as you can get, and it's Hashem's word straight. There's Divrei Nevuah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was also the Av of Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av of Nevuah, and a Navi is repeating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, so to speak, and he says it over, and it takes on the signon of each Navi. That's called Nevi'im, that's the next Chelek of Torah. There's a third Chelek of Torah called Ksubim, which is Ruach HaKadosh. And that David HaMelech was Mechadish. David HaMelech, the Sefer Tehillim is probably, it's the central work, Tehillim and Mishnei Kohelos Yashem of Shlomo. The musig of Ksuvim, which is Ruach HaKodesh. We understand Ruach HaKodesh as being a lower Madrega. So when we're being and that's how it is in halacha in terms of kedusha and so on. We understand that the biggest thing is Torah, then is nevuah, and then there is Ruach HaKodesh. But there is a malyusa in Ruach HaKodesh that is not in the other ones. First, let's explain what Ruach HaKodesh is. Ruach HaKodesh means that what I see in front of me is the dibur of the person that spoke. These are divrei David. This is the elu divrei David achroinim. These are the words of David. Ruach HaKodesh is where a person, the Rambam says, a person thinks of something, it's his own thought, and he realizes that it's as if somebody had inserted something. In my words itself, there is something more than what I could have thought of. I work hard, I think, and then all of a sudden in my thought sprouts an idea that Bemis is more than I would have attained with just the thinking alone. So on the one side it's me. I didn't hear it as a communication. It didn't come to me, but it came from within me. I heard something much deeper. That is Ruach HaKodesh. So it has a malyusa, that it has a chesaron, that it's, at the end of the day, I can't pinpoint a clear communication of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but within my own words is mislavish something deeper than that, and that is the Dvar Hashem. So Ruach Hashem Diber Bi, in other words, there's a Ruach Hashem that spoke through me. That's a chiddush in Ruach HaKodesh. We'll talk about it in a second. Let's take a phenomena which I guess this is much more shaykh to, this is the Inyan Yoyma. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the oil of Bracious wasn't shaykh, it wasn't good for the world, so he was going as it philosophed Lavoi. The word gones, Pashas means he just took it away. That's the way the Vault learns it. It's certainly not right. The word gones, Rav Huttner writes, is Meirich and not other good mekomos, that it's when you hide something, it's still active, but lamashal. It says that on Yom Kippur, the zrika of the avoid of Yom Kippur was supposed to be on the Aron. That's the makom. Kineged the bad Aron. And when it wasn't, when the Aron was nignas, it would now be kineged the makom of the Aron. In other words, it didn't disappear. It's there. It's giving. It has the hashpa. It has the chshivas. But it's not in sight. So just like let's give an example, a much more graphic example. A person wants to write, he wants to give an opinion about something. So he writes an editorial, he writes a polemic, he writes an opinion piece. A chacham writes a piece of news, and he does it so well that if you finish reading it, you sway to a certain side, even though it's very hard for you to put a finger on where was it that his opinion is. He was able to be mavliya the opinion completely into something which was not the opinion. In other words, the koyach of being goynes is something akin HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be master within Teva things that are Me'eva Teva. When the Me'eva Teva exists as a separate entity, it's a Gdul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is an extraordinary double Shivas when within the teva there is a mahalach that's not teva. The Rishonim say that Avnel says that even though it says in the parasha that they were that it was Eitzah Amuka shall oisai talking about Avraham Avinu that the heaven was Eimek heaven was Eitzah Amuka, he says the Bechira was not a stira. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeira is absolute, but how it happens, no matter what you choose and how you choose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen anyway. But the choosing is yours. They could have chosen to save Yosef, they could have chosen to kill Yosef, they could have chosen to sell Yosef. Whatever they chose, the end result would have been the same. They'd be a Mitzrayim. But so the Bechira is absolute. It's Maisa Adam in an absolute way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through Maisa Adam in a way that is really Hafla V'Fela. So there is a Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonies things within something else. Let's give another example. Take a person, slice him, put him under a microscope, and you'll not see neshama. There's bones and there's stones and there's blood and there's flesh, like every other Baal Chai. And yet within a person, they talk something above a person. Take the brain. The brain is a lot of flesh and a lot of cells. And where in that is there a tfisa of Adam? It's Pella. In other words, the Pella that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be completely subsumed under a different mahalach is sort of a double pella that's adrab. It's misgala daska when you have a mahalach that seems to be teva, not a kodesh baruch hu hester, and yet there's a mahalach that's taking place. The mahalach that takes place, the hester, is in a certain sense it's harder to put a finger on, and a person could be makish. People are makish. People say that. Yeah, people are just they're not even a monkey, it's just a better model, worse model depending on the opinion, but the you know, just another version, because there's no gili. But for the person who deheres, then it's kevul keflayim chiddush, that within the same flesh and blood as a monkey you have an Adam with a tfisa neira of Adam. So The when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goynes the oir of Sheish Mebreishis, that was the first instance, the first place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala that hanhaga, that with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be goynes something within something else and it's still effective. Where let's contrast two things. When Moshe Rabbeinu, his first gilui of nevuah was a gilui of nevuah when the snare is enena ukal. There's a fire, it's holding on supposedly to a snare, and the snare is not being burned. So the whole fire was an unnatural fire. It was a fire that was not. It was not natural, not one part of it, and it held on to a snare. That was the gili of nevuah. The entire teichin is not of this world, and it attaches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to a person, as a person acts as a spokesman. In the Beis Hamikdash, in the Menorah, you had the Ner Maravi. It was a nes tamidi. That you started with it and it's finished last. In other words, within the menorah had to have shemen. It had to have a tivistika burning. It wasn't an eish min hashamayim, and yet you had seven fires, and one of them lasted longer than the other ones. So within the fire, within the ha'ara, there was human teva, it was Shemazayas and Bizach and so on. You had a gilui of something of an or that was not from there. The place, an or that is bigger than the or of the world, lay within that or. And where was it? It's same oil, and you light it, and so on. It says that the Neiris, there's a rekeach that says that the 36 Neiris Hanukkah, that's without Shamashim, the boxes, the Telzer boxes are 44 Neiris, that's because you got the Shamas also. But the 36 without it is connected to 36 hours, it says, that the first Ari was there. And in a certain sense, the Neis of Hanukkah had that Nekuda as well. It was, in other words, it was oil, and it burned, and within this oil, there was more light than could possibly be in the oil. But you couldn't put a finger, if you could identify this as Aris or Neis, it wouldn't be kosher. So it was or that wasn't Neis, but it had more or than regular or. I want to go back to the Chazal and go over the pieces here, because each word in the Chazal here is Neira. You get a sense that of the Eimek Chazal when you look at these words. He says, David HaMelech asked that it be eternal. There's a very interesting, Yerushalmi says, it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that if you read Sifrei Chitzonim, so what's Sifrei Chitzonim? So the Yerushalmi says that Ben Sira and Ben Lana are Sifrei Chitzonim, but Sifrei Hamirus, It's not usher. It's kegeres ba'almach lekriya nesativ v'loy liyegiyim. You can read it, but you can't learn Reb Ochber on hamirus. That you know, you can't be misyaged. So the nafkamina is the pasha is like this. Ben Sira is a sefer patterned along the lines of Mishle. It's a kind of Mishle type sefer, which means it's purporting to teach emes. That's what it's purporting to do, as if somebody was being megala, what's right, what's wrong, and so forth. And that's also because people come up with things that are emes, people come up with things that are sheker, and b'meila, you can't to look at it and to deher it, like a deher mishle, is bad. Sifrei Hamirus is, let's call it a poem. It's an expression of a person's espilus. There's nothing that's wrong with it, except there is no pnimius to it, because it is what it is. I was in a spoil from this. It's big. It's huge. It's great. He was courageous. He was bad. All of those in Yonim that a person is mechadish with his own deher are nothing more aimboy elama shenir la'ayin. All you have is what it is. So it's divrei chulin. A person can browse it because it's fine. It's like human activity, but to give it any pnimius, to say that it opened up something deeper than that, that's awesome. David HaMelech, and that's why it's not eternal, because there's nothing. It's like if a person, if you have a burr that's deep, if you have a burr, it holds water. If you have a burr that's deeper, it holds more water. If you have a burr that struck a water line, if it struck a spring somewhere, you now have a nevia of Mayim Chayim. The Sifrei Umas HaOlam that are similar, so to speak, in their Shira, don't devastruck anything more than Leiv Bnei Adam. And B'meila, it's limited, it's finite, and that's all it is. So it's Chulin. I mean, he calls it Femina, but my gut sense is it's talking about that. David HaMelech, his shira was Ruach Hashem Dibabi. In his shira, he touched on something deeper In other words, it's as if it struck home to the neshama, and within the Shirei David, you have Shirim of the neshama in it. And b'meila, it transcends any particular time or moment, and it's like that. If we dust off, if you read an old poem or whatever, an old thing, yeah, in that generation, the people want to spell from that, and that's what it was, and so on and so forth. But if you're able to reach a nekuda, yigia means that it's you need to dig deeply enough because there's something deeper than what you have on the surface of it. It has a there's something gunus. Yigia is a type of thing where you need to break the surface because there's something beneath the surface. So the world of Shiras Chulin, Homerus and so on, was a world of Likriya Nesativ, Galoyli Yigia. That's its mitzvah. And David HaMelech's tchina was that he reached a point where a person, where you can have that. And that's what he says. What's the inyan of not being metame yadayim? The world, so the Gemara says, it's a bikuach in the Mishnah there. Like the Tzukim said, your prushim are silly, like, you know, the Sifrei Amiris are not metame yadayim, and Sifrei Kodesh, if Chasson, something Truma touches, if Truma touches Sifrei Amiris, no problem. If it touches a Sefer Torah, it's tummy. How you talking? So he told him it's just like that. The atzmus of a chamor are not metamed oil. The atzmus of the atzmus of a kiva are metamed. So he says the difference is as follows. The klal, a mace, a tumas mace is a cholo. In other words, something that had teichin and lost its teichin, that's the sheresh of tumah. An emptying out of something, of its neshama is so when you have an Adam that's dead, there's a chol there, something is gone, something is lost. When you have a behemoth that's dead, nothing's lost. There's no chol, nothing's empty. Whatever, you don't have the chamar, but that's it. There's no hole in the chamar because there's nothing inside it to start with. The chamar was a chamar, and now there is no chamar. You know, in as much as there's bones there, that's it. And to say that mitzad the pnim, that there was something there, that is only, that's mal yusim tushusa. That's the mushal that they give, that the Mishnah gives for truma and you know, for sefer miras and sefer kodesh. That which has content to it is shayach to the world of tumah. That which has no content to it is not shayach to the world of tumah. And that's what he fears. One more diuk I'd like to say. He said he would like to get schar kinegoyim vaholis. Why negoyim vaholis? I want to quote. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that v'hoya b'yoyim ahu. It's a pasuk schariya. Lo ye oir yikarois v'kipoyim. There will not be an oir that is yikarois v'kipoyim. Yikarois means difficult, important, significant. Kipo'on is something which is light, easy, pretty much. I mean, it's different farsha, but that's the sense of the Gemara there. So the Gemara says, what is that exactly? What's Or Yikaros Kipo'on? So the Gemara says, that's Negoyim Vaholis. Negoyim Vaholis is something which, in this world today, it's an oyer that's yoker. It's difficult. There is no sugya harder than the goyim v'holis. So today it's an or yikaris. Lasidlova is going to be kipoin, which is it's going to be easy, simple. Meaning either because malaretz dea, or there'll be more giluyim that this will become the simple chelik of Torah, or it means that negoyim v'holos themselves in lasidlova. When a Kodesh Baruch will be mavet the ruach of tumah from the world, these things will be they'll no longer have an important place. But at Eich Shelo Yeh, the Oyer Yekaros Kipoyim, in other words, it means today Negoyim and Aholos is something which contains within itself. It's an Oyer Yekaros. It's an Oyer that needs to have Yigia to get to it. So David HaMelech said, I would like Tehillim to be like it. And then the final part, where he says, he asked for two Olamos. The pshat is, the two Olamos is that it exists on two levels. In other words, when David HaMelech is an Olam Haba, then in this world they should be learning it, and they should be tapping into a David HaMelech that's further, that is gunus in this world. In other words, David wanted to have that surah where it's like that. I want to apply a little bit more to Hanukkah, speak about the Klolius drop. Chochmas Yovan, the Ramban says someplace that we speak about the Yavonim, that they only say that which is there in front of them. The Chochma of the world, when it's, even if they believed in some sort of higher world, which the Greeks did believe in it, but in a very different way, the Musig that this world has a content to it. In other words, Organas means, the stakles of the world as an Organas means that no matter how much my eyes see on the surface, and in other words, science will give you a never-ending look into the chitzonis of something. And that's the nature of it, because I'm starting with the following hanacha. There is no pnim to it. It doesn't mean more than it. So where does a person's conscience exist? In the brain. So I'll take the brain, I'll slice it, I'll map it, I'll put in radioactive dye, I'll measure it, I'll use MRIs. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to chop the snippet of brain that contains a person's conscience. Now, because of transplants and stuff, you know, maybe you get better, you can upgrade the conscience, downgrade the conscience, I don't know, maybe different, you know, as you wish. But sometimes people feel the conscience bothers them too much, and then, you know, you can ask for a softer version, like, you know, an easier conscience. But at any rate, and you can go into the brain endlessly. There is an endless amount to be chayker. And yet, if the hanacha is with that, if that's the approach, then you're dealing with Sifrei Homer, and some is called Hamira, sometimes Hamira, depending on the Gisoris. And it goes no place. But that was Yovan's Metzias. Yovan's Metzias was the emes is all there mitzad the chut, which is the chut means take the whole thing and slice it, but that's it. The hair of Gneza, the hair that the Akadosh Baruch Hu lies within something else, is an extraordinary deher. It's more difficult to deher it, because I have to, you know, I'll never see it with the same way, but if I'm open to it, so just like if a person hears David HaMelech Shirim and he's open to it, he dehears Ruach Hashem Dibabi. He hears the Tehillim, and the Tehillim strikes a deeper note, and there's an emes within it that he realizes is not David HaMelech's Chidushim, but it came from something with it's David HaMelech's neshama spoke out through his words and within his words. And in a certain sense, that is the battle that we face to this very day. The world began changing in the different stages of revolutions in terms of approach to things, and the sense that things are what you can examine and see. And there's not more to it. There's no more meaning to it than what's there. The one of Aristotle's more famous pieces, he speaks about virtue. And again, the way I understand, I don't know Greek, but the way I understand is that the word virtue, the way it's written in Greek, the word in Greek doesn't quite mean it the way we mean it in English. But he says, well, it's very simple. A horse, what does a horse do best? It runs. So that's the horse's metzias, and every animal, its tachlis is what it is, and that's it. There's never ever without emuna means that there's never anything behind it. In the world of emuna, it was yes, there's a chutz, and I'll never see more than the chutz, but I know that within the chutz there's an aura bigger than it. The shemen that lit, if it would have been the ash that was on the snare, I'm assuming that if they would have taken it to lab, it wouldn't have fit any ash that we have. It's the lines on the spectroscopy would not be the same as anything that we have. Its spectrum would be different. The oil of the shemen of Noir was the same spectrum. It was a shemazayas. It was shemazayas, but a shemazayas that had in itself the koyach to had much more light stored within it, so to speak, than others, because it hid into the oil agonis. So the oil agonis is Klal Yisrael's mahalach in the Golis. It's something which is a means we have the frustration of never being able to point at a fire and say, oh, this fire has no shaykh with Teva, it doesn't belong in Teva, it's completely from Hashem, this is it. We don't have that. Never. Once we're in Golos, the Mahalach is Hester, and that doesn't exist. But the flip side is that if we learn how to dehair something, then it's astounding how the gilu is much bigger than what's there. If we ask ourselves, where do you say Hashkafa Hakadosh? Nah, Hakadosh doesn't make wars anymore, this and that, nothing, and so on and so forth. Okay, 60 years ago, Kleisel was just about extinguished. It's like that fire that you almost had it gone. European Jewry was gone. Russian Jewry was gone. Israel was nothing. It was about to be gone. American Jewry was about to be gone with assimilation. There was nothing. 60 years ago, Klal Yisrael was at its lowest. Davar. 60 years later, it's Baruch Hashem at its strongest it ever was. And we have the Mokum Eretz Yisrael, whatever sheet you have, but it's never happened before. There's no amount of people learning Torah in like there ever was. Klal Yisrael, Rav Ruba is Baruch Hashem, well and everything. So hey, I mean, there was no nace, but within the events, within the humdrum events of 60 years, this is what happened. It's much more powerful because you can't even put a finger on it. Where did it happen? I mean, those who might be my age, I'm not sure if anyone. We grew up, communism was like inconquerable. They were totalitarian. I remember when it collapsed, I said to myself, how did it collapse? Like, what happened? Like it didn't make any sense. They had a demonstration. In the good old days, they had a demonstration. They'd have 100,000 more graves. That would be the end of the demonstration. They'd have a new cemetery in Berlin. That would be. What do you mean they had a demonstration? And everybody painted pictures on the wall and they threw the wall down. What does that mean? Anyone who grew up with that, I remember as a little boy at. When they had a Cuban Missile Crisis and they were trying to, they made shelters and we had drills, and I remember vividly. I was a young boy. I was walking to yeshiva and I saw the signs for the shelters, and I said to myself, I wonder if in 3 days when I'll be living. I still remember vividly walking down the hallway and saying, that's what it sounded like. That's what it felt like. And then it's not there because I know why. I don't know. The power that there was so much on hunger, and you can't put a finger on it. So the yontif of Hanukkah, on the one hand, it's a mustadika yontif. It doesn't have the status of something that you could say zekei levanveyu. It's not a Pesach. It's not Shavuos. It's not Sukkos. There was nothing there that was completely defined as chutzna teva. But it's the yontif of Golus in the fact that within the teva, it doesn't account. The pieces don't account for what's inside it. When Kaiso Zeicha to tap into a vein of Hashkacha, then what spurts out is a lot more than the hole that you made. The b'china of David, that he was mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his words, Yilu Rotzet Imrei Fi, he said, what I'm saying should be what you want to say. What should come out of my words is your Rotzet. That's your Rotzet Imrei Fi. And it's a tremendous. It's harder than it would have been, because Biblei Chataynu Galinu Matzeinu. But it's a much more powerful gilui that a person can be saying Divrei Torah, a person can be saying Divrei Shira, Divrei Sisbachos, and it's Ruach Hashem Dibbe Bi Umelos Al Hashem. So we finished Baruch Hashem Dakdama. That's also quite an accomplishment for over the end of the Hashem. Next time we'll start the first period.
Already,
I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
He
wrote it already.
This is a sum total. This is what he says. He's saying. I don't think he's saying that. What I said now. All that I said, I feel, is that I could. I mean, he was saying it more there in Hagdara, rather. He was saying it.